Good morning, everyone. Today is the last day of January, 31st of January, 2023. Well, you know, sometimes you'll run into somebody that you think that person believes like I believe. Until you really get to know them, you find out that they believe something totally different. They may hold to a lot of things that you believe, but when you start listening to them, you find out they hold to a lot of things you don't believe. And that's been my experience over the years. I don't think that if we were honest, you know, if we were truly honest, we would say there's anyone that believes exactly like we do. If we did, we would be already perfect, wouldn't we? Until we come to stand before Christ, until we're ushered in the New Jerusalem, the Bible says, Paul says, that we all see through a glass darkly. None of us have it down pat, but that doesn't mean that we're supposed to uphold things that are blatantly false either. If someone is teaching that Christ has already come back in 70 AD, if they're teaching that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh, if they're teaching that he is in any way inferior to God the Father, if they're denying the power of the Holy Spirit, then they're not teaching the Bible. This morning, we're going to go through the second chapter of Colossians. It's only 23 verses. I'm going to read through it, and then I'm going to have Mark read back through it. Yes, Colossians is also one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. There's been a lot said about assurance, and there's been a lot of people say that you can only have hope, you can't have full assurance. There's been a lot of people that have said that if you say you have assurance, then you're resting in your own works and in your own flesh. Well, my experience is just the opposite. Full assurance means to me to be resting wholly in Christ alone. Full assurance is recognizing that great work that he did on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Full assurance is giving him all the glory in all things, not taking any glory in and of ourselves. That's what full assurance means to me. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? In who? In Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For I, though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. That's what Paul is saying. The steadfastness of our faith in Christ is our assurance, is our hope. Recognizing the origin of faith, where it comes from. It doesn't come from ourselves. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know, we all have times of struggle. We all have times of when we're walking down Babel's streams and we struggle with sin in the flesh. But Paul says that we should be rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. If our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, we won't trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock will stand, and all other ground will be sinking sand. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Here we have, again, if someone attacks the Godhead, you know, the Godhead is clearly demonstrated throughout Scripture, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. He manifested himself in time. He came in the flesh to this wicked world. He came from the ivory palaces as a suffering servant. He was born in a stable in Bethlehem, in a manger. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Notice Christ is the head of all principality. There are people out there that say that God isn't sovereign over evil. Well, here it says he's the head of all principality and power. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the faith of the operation of God, not the faith of the operation of man. Faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or the Sabbath days. You know, these people that say you can't eat red meat, you got to be a vegan. You know, you got to get into the Hebrew roots movement, and you got to honor all the old Sabbath days. And don't forget to celebrate Ishtar and Christmas and all the other holy days. Verse 17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding to those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. A lot of people put a lot of emphasis on praying to Mary, necromancy, praying to dead saints, worshiping their guardian angels, having images of their guardian angels, not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands of nourishment ministered and knit together increases with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why are ye, though living in the world, are subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not. Remember, God had a little conversation with Peter when that stuff came down from, you know, and he told him to take and eat. And Paul says, I've never touched these things. God was giving him a lesson in the fact that all things are blessed of God. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship, and humility and neglecting of the body, not in the honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Roman Catholicism is full of will worship. You know, you can only have fish on Friday, right? Well, this is quite a chapter, and it really points to the completed work of Jesus Christ and the fact that our assurance is wrapped up in everything that He's done and nothing that we've done. I'll give this over to Mark and have him read through it. And as he reads through this, think about the fact that, you know, if we have any assurance, that assurance is wrapped up in the completed work of Christ.
Colossians chapter 2. For I would that you knew what great, which a great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea. For as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches the full assurance of understanding, to acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. This I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, join and behold your order and the steadfast of your faith in Christ. As you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. For where lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Him also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and put off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels and treating to those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up his fleshly mind, not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands have nourished and ministered and knit together, increase it with the knowledge of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though lived in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are perish with the using of the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and all will wisdom, humility, neglecting the body, not in the honor to the satisfying of the flesh.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you.